I asked for reports and photographs of the extraordinary weather overnight, the storm overnight. Ken has sent me photographs from Waurn Ponds. We'll put them online, 3aw.com.au. Significant, hey, see, I'm just looking at them now. Significant damage to a house and a garage door buckled. There's a wheelie bin on the roof of the house. Hello, Ken.
Good morning, Neil. How are you?
Did you put it up there?
No, I'm just as devastated or surprised as what you are. I literally was backing out the driveway to go to work this morning, and I thought, what's going on here? I heard all the wind and everything last night about 1 a.m., and I thought, wow. But it's like a movie set around our suburb today. It is just carnage, unbelievable carnage everywhere.
And this photograph you sent me, that's the house opposite, is it?
Yeah, it's on the corner. It's on the corner across the road from where I lived. I've lived there for 20 years. Never seen anything like this. We get a bit of wind, but not like this. Not like last night.
Well, to pick up a wheelie bin and put it on the roof, and there's bits of timber and everything everywhere, and fences knocked down, garage door ripped off. But to put the wheelie bin on the roof, it's almost like a cyclone, isn't it?
Well, that's what they're saying. They're saying a mini cyclone has gone through that suburb last night. It's just, and look, there's probably at least 15 or 20 houses in Ironbark Street. So that house is on a corner. So if you go up Ironbark Street, there's roofs, there's car windows blown out all through that section of Waurn Ponds.
So what, roofs have been taken off?
Roofs, tiles, there's significant damage to a lot of houses. You know, just garage doors just blown out. It's unbelievable. Just looks like a war zone through that section. I've never seen anything like that ever.
Anybody been injured that you know
of? I think that photo I've taken of the lady that lives in that house with the wheelie bin on the roof, she was taken to hospital with injuries sustained, I think, from glass. Windows being blown out.
We'll have a talk to the Ambos about that. What about your house? Any damage?
Nothing. That's the frightening part about it. Not a damn thing happened to my house, and yet I think the house three doors down from me, that is opposite that house where the obviously the wheelie bin is, it's come through on that line. So that line, and it's gone right up Ironbark Street through that sort of straight line from where that house is with the wheelie bin. It's just come through in one straight line and just wiped out roofs.
Gee.
On houses.
No, it's just a bit scary, isn't it?
Oh, I woke up at 1 o'clock and I rolled over to wind the window in, and I thought, Jesus, I thought the roof was going to go off. And I copped a massive lightning bolt of light through the window as I pulled the blind back, and I just pulled the blind back and jumped under the doona and thought, that's it. I'll just see if I can ride this one out.
So you reckon the doona would have helped you much, do you?
Well, I don't know. The two kids that were in the house with me at the time, they didn't even raise their eyebrows. They didn't come up, so they must have slept through it. But I definitely heard it.
Well, they're better than me. It woke me at 2 a.m. and I didn't get back to sleep. Oh, well,
yeah.
Got up and did some work. Ken, hang on. We'll certainly get your details for the MVP. Those are extraordinary photographs. We'll put them online, 3aw.com.au, and your work as a reporter will be well recognised.